League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park. And we told you we were guest heavy, and we got a really good one to start off with from the NBA on ESPN. Also ESPN LA radio host, George Sedano joins us. How are you, Mr. Sedano?
Guys, I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. And this is kind of a perfect timing because we were just talking about James Harden here and kind of the perception of him elsewhere because I think we're probably a little harder on him here than maybe the rest of the country, but just your general impression of James Harden is his style, his play, and your thoughts on him.
I think I'm in the minority, but I love what he's doing because I think there's an artistry to it. People are really upset at the way he draws fouls, the fact that he basically is playing pickup ball, as someone told me recently. But I love it. Look, I think you have to do what you have to do based on what your roster looks like. And they've been so banged up that, yeah, he's probably the guy that is the only guy on that roster that's capable of carrying this kind of load. So why wouldn't you let him do that? If you ask me, I would say this, okay? I've done now three Rockets games this season. And if you ask me, I would believe that Mike D'Antoni probably doesn't love this style of basketball because he's the guy who was 7 seconds or less and, you know, the ball finds energy. But you know what? You got to win basketball games. And I think that's actually good coaching from a guy who generally gets a lot of grief for not, quote unquote, evolving, right? And not adapting to his roster. I mean, he couldn't go further from the spectrum or on the other side of the spectrum from what he normally does with this group, really, last season and especially now.
Well, the Vegas over-under on James Harden's points tonight is 42.5, which is the largest total ever set in the history of the NBA for a game. He's facing Kawhi Leonard tonight. It looks like, I mean, I would imagine that that's the Raptors' plan is to try to slow down James Harden with Kawhi Leonard. Do you think 42.5 is possible tonight?
I mean, for them to win, it's going to have to be. The Raptors are, I believe they opened as 1-point favorites, and they're now up to 3-point favorites because Kawhi's done the best job of anybody against James Harden historically. 27% shooting percentage for James Harden in the half court against Kawhi, 29% basically overall. It hasn't been pretty when Kawhi has locked on to James Harden. It's why, if you really look at it, the Spurs, especially when Kawhi was there, did the best job of anybody guarding James Harden. So I think he's going to need every one of those points and then some. It's going to have to go over, I think, for the Rockets to be able to win.
I mean, that's one of the fascinating things is since Capella's been hurt during this little this tear he's been on, Rockets are 0-3 against the spread. So obviously they're a team that people want to bet on because of what James Harden's doing, but him by himself is not meeting the expectations that Vegas is putting on them. One of the discussions we had yesterday was about James Harden's efficiency. And the guy shoots more three-pointers than anybody in the league by far, yet he's 90th in the league in three-point percentage. Do you feel like the rest of his game balances that out to where you still consider him an effective or an efficient offensive player? Or do you sit back and go, man, this guy takes more shots than anybody, and there's 90 guys in the league who are shooting at a better clip than him?
Well, again, but I think that's circumstance more than anything else. And the fact that he's getting to the line the way he does, I think, mitigates that to some extent. So is he efficient in the traditional sense? No, but getting to the free throw line is a sense of efficiency in the NBA. And he's right. He's learned to game the system there, in essence. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people about his ability to get to the free throw line, and the notion is that the younger officials give him all the calls, and maybe some of the more veteran guys will make him earn it a little more. But if you look at the officials generally and the way they get mixed up during the regular season, there's usually a combination of younger guys and older guys. So I don't know how much that actually will affect it, but that's the type of stuff I've heard from people around the league. But, yeah, I do think getting to the free throw line is a way of being efficient. So I do think he is to an extent still, even though he's shooting so poorly.
If you were to compare and contrast the season James is having to the season that Russell Westbrook had a couple years ago when he won the MVP, I mean, are they in ways similar? Because when you think about it, it's two guys who are carrying an otherwise, you know, an otherwise probably a lottery team and, you know, making them relevant. Do you see those two seasons as sort of similar?
Oh, absolutely. I do think there's some similarities to what they're doing. And, you know, Harden is just a better scorer than Russell is because he can do it in different ways. Whereas, you know, Russ is not necessarily a great shooter from the outside. And I know we've talked about how Harden, his numbers are down this year, but overall in his career, he's been an excellent three-point shooter considering the amount of volume that he takes. But yeah, I absolutely can see the comparison. Russ certainly did it out of necessity when Kevin Durant left, and James Harden has done it even further out of necessity because he just hasn't had anybody healthy on the roster that can even help carry the load. Maybe now a little bit because Eric Gordon is back. But, you know, Eric Gordon is a good player, but by no stretch is he a guy that you would consider a cornerstone of a franchise. So when Chris gets back, hopefully on Sunday, that will certainly kind of help ease some of the burden off of James a little bit.
What would you say is the ceiling for this Rockets team, or is it really kind of hard to say right now because we haven't seen them at full strength for most of the season?
Yeah, I think it is difficult, but what I would say is if they are 100% healthy, I think that they're a team that can be in the conference finals again. And if you get the right bounce, maybe they can beat the Warriors. I don't know. I think personally they would fall a little bit short because I didn't love the fact that they lost guys like Trevor Ariza and Luke Richard and Bamute. I just feel like they've added some guys that have helped them, particularly in the catch-and-shoot situations. Like Austin Rivers, in a very short amount of time, I think he's shooting like 44% in catch-and-shoot situations since he became a Rocket from three. But, again, and Austin's a pretty good defender too, but they don't have that traditional long 3-and-D kind of guy like Ariza, so I think that hurts them a little bit. But, yeah, I can see them absolutely back in the conference finals if everyone's healthy. Heck, there was a stretch last season where when their three guys, Capella, Harden, and Paul, were healthy, I think prior to the All-Star break, they were 31-3 when those guys were in the lineup. And even now, just with Paul and Harden, when those two guys are in the lineup, they're 77-22. That's an incredible record. So I absolutely believe that they can be a conference finalist again. And, you know, once you get there, who knows what could happen.
We might not be able to answer this question until April or May, but the team on the other side, the Raptors, had a great regular season. Things didn't work out in the playoffs. They fire the coach. They make the big trade for Kawhi Leonard. Do you think that's going to that this will be a different team in the playoffs than what we've seen the past few years in Toronto?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, DeMar DeRozan is a nice player, top 25 player, you know, maybe top 20, you could argue. But Kawhi Leonard is a top 5 player in this league. Like, that's a big jump. Like, he is an elite-level player on both ends of the ball, or both ends of the court. And I think just on that alone, it changes the dynamic. They already had good depth and a good bench, and they have some young guys who are kind of growing into the role, like Pascal Siakam. You'll see him tonight, certainly. Kyle Lowry's been a little dinged up this year, so his efficiency numbers aren't what they usually are. But he started off great this season and then kind of dealt with some back injuries. And then I think he missed like 10 or 11 games. And he's still been kind of struggling a bit to find his shot since then, because he told me this morning, actually, that he couldn't do anything while he was out. Like, literally could not do anything. Couldn't run, couldn't jump, wasn't allowed to do anything for the month or so that he was out. So he's still finding his way back. But, yeah, they've got enough pieces. I think Boston certainly can give them a run if they can ever figure that thing out. It seems like it's been very discombobulated with them, with Kyrie and Hayward in that lineup. And, you know, I think Philly, if they can add some shooters at either the trade deadline or the buyout market, I think they can be dangerous if Jimmy is healthy, because Jimmy Butler is also dealing with an injury right now. Milwaukee is interesting to me. I love Budenholzer as a coach. And, you know, obviously Giannis is a freak of nature. But I do think that you can beat them if you try to force Giannis to shoot over you. And that's some of the stuff that, for example, Pop used to do back in the day when he used to face LeBron. And he did it to him actually the first two finals that he played against him. And it was successful one time, not successful the second time. But, yeah, like I think that Toronto is probably the team to beat right now as long as everyone's healthy, in the Eastern Conference, that is.
Well, and let's go to the other side real quick. And it's funny because the Warriors are having another great season. It's just not great compared to the standard that they've set previously. And they, the last, you know, couple, like 3-4 weeks, maybe even the past month, they've started to look like the Warriors of old again. Do you feel like the Warriors are figuring it out and are going to be the same old Warriors come playoff time?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, barring a catastrophic injury to Steph Curry, I don't see them really having much of an issue, to be honest with you. I can see them being pushed a couple of times, maybe by a healthy Rockets team, maybe by a healthy Raptors or Celtics team. But outside of that, I mean, and when I mean pushed, I'm talking about a game six, maybe a game seven. But they've got so many weapons now, especially with DeMarcus Cousins, who seems to be fitting in nicely and almost seamlessly, that it's just going to be too difficult to beat that group. So, yeah, I think that this kind of stretch here post-All-Star, I'd be surprised if they lost more than five or six games.
So if you had Warriors versus the field for the NBA champions, you would take the Warriors, even money?
No question.
One more quick question before we let you go. George Sedano joining us here on the program. Your top three MVP voting right now, what do you got?
I've got James, number one. I've got Giannis, number two. And I've got Paul George as my number three. I think what Paul George is doing in Oklahoma City is being overlooked by too many people. He's been maybe the best two-way player in the league this year. Kawhi's in that conversation, but he's missed more games. So I would give the nod to Paul George at this point as the third guy on my list.
All right, that's George Sedano, NBA on ESPN. And, George, great stuff, man. You are welcome here anytime. Appreciate the time.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
All right.
All right, that's George Sedano.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.